Can I give a late shovel?
Sure.
I'm going to give a late shovel to my friend Shakina. We call her Shaky. And she sent me a video.
Nice.
Oh. Happy birthday. I think it's today. And then she sent back, never mind. How do you get May 22nd out of May 6th?
I was going to say, isn't your birthday 22nd?
If it was the 26th, I get it. There's a 6 in it.
The
if it was the 16th, I get it. Yeah, even if you line up the day. But how do you... Come on, Shaky.
Shaky, I'm sorry. You just tried to be the first person to wish him happy birthday, and this cat can't even accept it. So
yeah,
I'm
it's like buying me a... I don't know.
A
cheap
of
bourbon. Yeah, a bullet. Come on. I mean, how did you get... When I said I wanted a bourbon, how did you get a bullet out of that? I mean, give me a break.
What kind of video was it?
Anyway, Ken McCusick joins us from FilmStudyBaltimore.com. What's up, Ken?
Life's good, Rob. How about you?
Life is good if your name is not Justin Tucker.
Yeah. Life sucks, then you die.
Now, oh my gosh. You know, a lot of people are criticizing the Ravens for saying this is a football decision. And like I said, Ken, it is a football decision, a football business decision.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And I think I'm not really bothered by the language of the thing. I have heard like the complaints about it. I respect anybody who wants to have their own opinion on this. But being through literally hundreds of such emails in a work environment, any 15-year employee who's fired for any reason, you want to do them justice within the text of what they're sending you off with. So I appreciate they did it for Justin. The Ravens, the time to criticize for the Ravens for what they said is when the NFL completes their investigation and then the Ravens don't respond in any way. They either stonewall up or whatever it might be. I think they'll have things to say at that time if there's anything to be said. And on the field, I mean, I think it's been 3 years of decline out of Tucker. I think there is an element of this that is just a simple football skills component that they really needed a new kicker about now. And Tyler Loop looked pretty good in camp. He's got a very big leg, kicks the ball very high, kick after kick, and put one on the roof that didn't come down of the indoor facility on Saturday. And he does have a slight tilt to his ball, but honestly, looks like he has the kind of leg you'd want.
This is the Arizona State guy, right?
Yeah, I think Arizona State.
Arizona, sure. I'm sorry, Arizona guy. Yeah. I don't know about college kickers. I don't pretend to, but I heard great things about him. Yeah. I'm sorry, Ed, go ahead.
No, that's fine. I just want to talk a little bit about minicamp. And some of the things that have happened. For people that don't, when you go to camp and you're present, you see and hear things that are very funny and kind of unexpected sometimes. Could you talk a little bit about George Wahop?
Yeah, well, George Wahop, I don't know if you've seen the video, but he's extraordinarily vocal about trying to get Carson Vinson drafted at the beginning of round 5. So I think they were actually may have been ready to draft him on their last pick around 4. Then they had that weird trade where they traded back for 5 spots and then up 5 spots in the 6th round. Anyway, George apparently wanted Carson Vinson, and it's immediately apparent how much he is invested in that relationship to start with. He's right on top of his reps, and he's on top of everybody's reps, but he's got advice for Vinson after every single block that he makes. You know, what's your aiming point? You got to get your hands out front when he keeps his hands a little close. You know, advice when he sets up high and whatnot. So Vinson, he's a proportional player, I'll say right now, but he's not a guy who's going to step on the field in 2025. He probably shouldn't leave the weight room anytime in 2025 based on his current bench rep number. So there's a lot of functional strength gain. And I think, by the way, a guy never got an NIL deal from a Power 5 school despite playing 5 years at Alabama A&M. The reason for that is probably because of functional strength. That the guys probably sniffed around and they said, maybe not quite yet.
Thoughts on Mike Green?
Looked terrific, fast, off the line of scrimmage, and that's all they were asking people to do. It's a rehearsal, this first thing. That's what Harbaugh was saying. And basically, you know, they don't want people playing competitively. They want you to get to the line of scrimmage quickly and get off the snap quickly. So he looked terrific from what we could see.
Here with our big guy, Ken McCusick, FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Mike Green, the guy that you and I talked about wanted, thought he'd fall off the Ravens board. So the guy that I was, my backup was the guy that actually drafted Starks. Your thoughts on him?
Yeah, so here's the what I consider to be the most important thing about Starks. He played basically a free safety role in this first practice. Doesn't necessarily mean anything, but but he's playing a deep center field. That's where he really needs to help the Ravens, is he needs to be the guy who frees up Hamilton to move up to the front. They can play Ardarius Washington if they want to play three safeties and have Ardarius play the other back end of the of a split field. If they want to have Ardarius play the slot, they can do that as well. But Starks is the key to getting that to do. I asked him one question about how he processes, and he did a remarkable job. It's very easy to see how the Ravens fell in love with him during the interview process, because he'll tell you how he processes an individual play. It's very much a back-to-front look. I need to know where my other defensive backs are, then I look for my linebackers, and then I look at the offense and what they're trying to do in terms of, you know, to us with the formation they've got. I thought it was extremely well explained how he went through that.
If Starks has been playing at free safety, is this where we assume we're going to have him? But he's got other talents, and are they going to go with three safeties often now that they have him? What do you think is going
to
happen here?
I think they might need a five to make four rotations. I'd like to, in an ideal world, they'd have five safeties active on game day with the possibility of playing one at slot, one at dime, where I think they're probably going to need a safety to play, and then two on the back end. But in order to do that and make sure you have the personnel to get through a game, you really need to have a fifth active. You can't have four to make four has been fraught with peril these last few years for the Ravens. They've seemed to lose a safety in game whenever it's least opportune to do so, including, I remember Hamilton got ejected from the one game for a helmet-to-helmet hit, and they've had other things happen with injuries and whatnot. So I'm looking for a five to make four. I think they still need another back-end free safety. And yeah, I think Starks will play on the back end. I don't think it makes sense to try and tap into his versatility, make him play one position well and the position of greatest need.
What about a replacement for Michael Pierce? Where do you find that?
So they have two guys at camp. They have Nash Hutmaker, who there was some question about. He's not even on the roster. So the guy gets no respect at all. It's a great, great story, great chip on the shoulder starting point for him. But Harbaugh thought he was signed. And somebody asked him at the podium, you know, what about Nash Hutmaker? And he pulled out a laminated card out of his pocket. I would have killed to see that what was on that card. But it's probably just names and numbers and who's a UDFA and who's a undrafted. But the roster they give you at minicamp is just the undrafted signees. All the tryout players, and there's 30 of them and maybe 36 guys who are UDFAs or guys who are coming back for a first year after only playing on the practice squad. All of those guys have numbers that the other ones don't. So you're even with the scorecard, you cannot tell the players, is what I say.
There you go. Ken, thanks a lot, man. Tell folks all about Film Study Baltimore.
Sure. FilmStudyBaltimore.com is the website. I'm at Film Study Ravens on Twitter. We have a detailed report on rookie Manning Camp that's out there. It's a little longer. And AFC North draft reviews this week.
Trust me, when you start going to Film Study Baltimore, it will become a daily place to go. Thanks a lot, Ken.
Thanks, Rob.
See you next week, man.